Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Bob Leonard. This is Let's Talk Knoxville, and my guest today is Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. It's been busy, huh, Bob?
It sure has. It's been a great start to the season. The last 2 weeks we've had great weather here, and people are enjoying the races and the warmer weather here in Knoxville, and we're seeing more people walk through and visit our museum every day.
Well, and this Saturday is a special day for museums in the state, isn't it?
That's right. This Saturday is Museum Day, Iowa Museum Day here, and Governor Branstad has declared all museums part of Iowa Museum Day, and we are participating here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and that we're honoring three Iowans who have had an impact on racing, sprint car racing, here in the Midwest and in Iowa in particular. We have Bob Trossel from Des Moines, Mike Brooks from here in Knoxville, and also Harold Annette, who are honoring on this Saturday from 1 to 3. We're going to have a free meet and greet here. People can come in, and both Mike Brooks and Bob Trossel will be here to meet people. Unfortunately, Harold Annette has a race with his son in Dover, Delaware, a NASCAR nationwide race, so Harold won't be in Iowa for Museum Day, Iowa Museum Day, this week on Saturday, but both Bob Trossel and Mike Brooks will be with us, and we're real excited about that.
Well, those are familiar names to Knoxville sprint car fans. Could you tell us a little bit about them for those that might not be so familiar?
Well, Mike Brooks was the 1980 track champion here at Knoxville Raceway, and the Macau sprint car, the black number 12 that's been restored, we'll have that with us on display in the front window, and the car that Mike Brooks drove in the Nationals in 1980, and a lot of people will probably remember that was the year that the Nationals were fogged out and the race was held on Sunday afternoon, and that was the year 1980 that Steve Kinzer won his first Knoxville Nationals, and it just so happened Steve was driving Bob Trossel's car that year. And so that's the Vice Grips car we'll also have with us on display in the windows. So people will get not only a chance to talk with Bob Trossel and Mike Brooks, but also look at the race cars that were racing back in 1980 right here in Knoxville and across the Midwest.
Well, and there's always something new in the museum.
We're very fortunate. I think most people around Knoxville understand that our museum is supported by volunteers, and just about every car, with the exception of a handful of cars, are cars that are loaned to us. People bring cars here from all different parts of the country to put on display for people to come in and appreciate their restorations and the history involved with the different race cars. We have cars with us in the museum from Delaware, from Sacramento, California, cars from New Mexico, Texas, and we rotate the cars on a continual basis. So if you come in to our museum, say, in May, in June when you come in, you're going to see probably a half a dozen to 10 different cars that are on display. So we try to keep the exhibits fresh and changing different cars, put different driver uniforms and different memorabilia on display for people to come in and enjoy. And I think that's one of the things keeping the museum fresh so that people will want to come back and visit more than once, that along with Iowa Museum Day this Saturday, that's keeping people coming to our museum.
And so you want a good crowd Saturday.
It would be nice to see a good crowd Saturday. I think the weather's going to work with us for another nice night of racing at Knoxville Raceway Saturday night. But anytime you have Mike Brooks or Bob Trossel, you know, in the building, it's always special. Guys that have raced here at Knoxville in the past and that have a piece of history in their own right, and well-respected business people like Mike Brooks and Bob Trossel are. And they're just great individuals to talk with. They love to talk with the fans, and they're real easy to get along with. I think the people that come on Saturday afternoon to meet Bob and Mike are going to have a great time.
Well, that's one of the things that's interesting to me about sprint car racing is the distance between the fans and the drivers and the teams, the owners. It's a very short distance. You get to talk with all kinds of interesting people.
You get to shake hands with the guys that race. You know, they get right out of the race cars and go right to the back of the trailers and sit there and sign autographs and shake hands and tell stories and enjoy a soft drink with the fans and, you know, meet the kids, meet the families after the races. It's a very, I think it's fan-friendly would be the way I would term it, where the participants get to meet the spectators after the events are over, and the race fans really get to know the drivers a little bit better, I think, in short track racing, sprint car racing like we have here at Knoxville, than maybe, you know, a different series, you know, where it's a pavement series, it's a larger track with hundreds of thousands of people, and it just seems like sometimes the drivers or in other sports, the athletes are so distant from the fans that are actually the support and the reason that the supports are so popular.
Well, you haven't said it yet, so I will. Saturday would be a good time to come out, enjoy the guests that are here, the programs that are being offered, and also up your membership or get a new membership.
You know, that's right, Dr. Bob. We're supported solely by volunteers and our membership base, the people that are members who come in, and with your membership, you receive a free admission to the museum for you and a guest, and you also receive a 10% discount on merchandise. And more important than those perks are the facts that you're supporting the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum for future generations to come in and enjoy what we're able to watch right now and what our relatives in the past were able to come and watch at different racetracks across the country. So not only to be able to come in and look at the museum for free when you buy the membership, but also to know that your membership supports the future of sprint car racing and also helps us preserve the past. Those are important parts of our membership drive.
This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. My guest today has been Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much for having us on, and we'd like to invite anybody that would like to come by this Saturday. Please be sure to drop by anytime. We open in the morning at 10. Mike Brooks and Bob Trossel will be here from 1 until 3 in the afternoon, more than willing to talk with people, shake hands, sign autographs, and have some fun.
This concludes Let's Talk Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is next.